So your first elementary school, what was the name of that?
St. John's.
And do you have any recollection from there? From
Yes, I was held back in the second grade. I had poison oak, and I mean my eyes were swollen shut. I'm extremely allergic to poison oak and poison ivy. They 2 weeks before school was out, they called Mother up to Sister Emily, the principal, and said, we think Frosty ought to repeat second grade. And, oh, that was another crusher for me. I was already the runt of the litter. So, and by the way, Sister Mildred, who was my first and second grade, we had multiple classes in the same room, first and second grade. She got permission to tie my ankle to my desk with a scarf. And Mother said, well, why in the world would you want to do that? He said, well, he gets up, he wanders around the room, he's looking at all the other kids' work, and he goes to the window and gives us weather reports. And so she paid me back, by the way, because Virgil Dominic and I got to Dusty Erasers. So that means 15 minutes before school let out. And boy, she was a terrific nun.
You might say, what was that, dust erasers? What did that mean?
Well, we used chalk on blackboards, and the erasers would pick up a lot of the chalk in those days, and you had to go out and back and beat them on rocks and clean them for the next day. And that's what dusting the erasers meant. And now they got these smart boards. Oh, amazing, amazing.
So, were you a reader even in elementary? Did you?
Yes, I've always been a reader. I read everything at Grandmother Troy's. Dad took a couple of my magazines, including the Knights of Columbus magazine, and I always read that. I don't know why, but I was just a reader, and I was probably, the plain truth is, as years went by, I went out for basketball. I was too short. Went out for baseball, and I couldn't hit. My dad managed the Golden Gloves for 22 years, and he stopped my first fight because I wouldn't hit the boy back. And I just got on a bicycle, so there wasn't anything else to do but read. And so, and by the way, the librarian, that was my home away from home. On the way home from school, I would stop at the library. I read all the series of books and so forth. And one day I brought a book up, and the librarian said, not yet, Frosty, not yet. It was an art book of nudes. And I was really curious about that.
So that was at the McAllister Public Library.
Yeah, McAllister Public Library. And I've spent 2 years in the seminary studying for the priesthood.
I didn't know.
Yeah, St. Vincent de Sales.
You thought you were going to be
yeah.
a priest.
What Even point? When it was a little bitty kid, I thought I was going to. Jelly Del Celio and I served 8:15 Mass for Monsignor Higgins, even during the summer. And one time, Julie, we were emptying the trash for Mrs. Kimes, his housekeeper, elderly, and would you boys come empty the trash for me? And he found a bag of communion wafers. And we went down in the alley and practiced giving each other communion. And Julie, he didn't make it. He ended up at Subiaco as a teacher. I still contact with him occasionally.
Well, where do we put these 2 years of seminary in your life? Because we didn't talk about that back here.
The ninth and tenth grade.
They had you in a seminary training program in the ninth and tenth grade.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Then what?
St. Vincent de Sales.
And what made you decide not to?
You had
that?
An exit interview every year, and and so my name was called, and I went over to the prefect. He said, "Frosty, the faculty thinks you're extremely bright, and you're going to go places, but we think you ought to take a year off." You never got back in. I'd already heard the rumors. You never. One guy tried for 3 consecutive years, and they finally took him back. And I went home and just brooded and brooded and brooded. And then, you know, I'm Irish. I got past it. I didn't get over it, but I got past it. My dream when I was this little as an altar server at St. John's is to be a priest.